I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We're heard everywhere. We're heard on Sirius 217. We're heard on the XM 203. All those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map. We're heard on American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Of course, radio stations like KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini's off with the grandkids this evening, but attorney and good friend Laura Snoke for a long, long time with us, and we'll talk to her. Art Source from Galaxy Sports will be with us, and Frank Pace. Now, who's Frank Pace? Frank Pace is a producer at Warner Brothers, but he's a big sports guy. A long, long time ago, Frank and I worked at Southern California Sports, and Frank is written and he's produced and directed so many interesting and fine TV shows, and we'll talk to Frank straight away. But again, enough is enough. Enough with Aaron Ego. Enough with Aaron Rodgers. I can't take it anymore. I don't know if ESPN and ABC can, but all I can tell you, this week earlier, Aaron Rodgers on McAfee's show indicated that Jimmy Kimmel of ABC Nighttime was probably going to be on that list of Jeffrey Epstein's friends and whatever. Of course, it's not true. Kimmel went nuts. Kimmel said, if you say it again, we're going to court. But the point is, who the blank blank is Aaron Rodgers? When he was drafted, I took his side because Brett Favre did not treat him well. Well, now we find out why he didn't treat him well, I guess, although Brett Favre is a crook in his own right. But that's OK. That's allegedly, in my opinion. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers has gone nuts. When millions were dying around the world from COVID, Aaron Rodgers tells the world he's immunized. Yeah, immunized, but not with the shot. Bottom line, Aaron Rodgers is only for Aaron Rodgers. I hope ABC, ESPN picks him off the show. Your comments, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. You know, talking about a quarterback, we didn't talk about this in our last show. We should have. I should have. Russell Wilson was asked by the Denver Broncos, let's see, in 2025, let's change your contract a little bit. If you get hurt, you don't get paid. Yeah, I'm sure anybody in their right mind is going to throw away $37 million. So, of course, he's not playing the last couple games of the regular season, which is nonsensical. He'll be elsewhere next year. You know, last year he played horribly. This year he's played a whole lot better. Russell Wilson deserves better. He could be a Hall of Famer. I'm not sure. I'd vote for him. But, you know, he's close to a Hall of Fame quarterback. You don't treat a human being like that. Forget the Hall of Famer. And we're going to also talk about a crack that continues to come out of the mouth of Mick Cronin, the so-called UCLA basketball coach, that I have to talk about. You have to talk about. Email us, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more right after this.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, Holla Deal. Staples Holla Deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. Laura Snoke, attorney Laura Snoke, good friend for many, many years with us, and Mark's off this evening. And Art Source is not off, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. And, of course, he runs Galaxy Sports out of Pennsylvania. So much to talk about, but I think we've got to start talking about the big one on Monday. I don't know if it means as much as it used to because of all the transfer portal and the NIL and everything like that. I know my heart's not quite in it as much as it usually is. Michigan against Washington. Laura Snoke, got any thoughts on the big game on Monday?
One thing I thought was really funny was the commercial about the players being lost to the transfer portal. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a commercial.
The Dr. Pepper commercial.
Dr. Pepper commercial, right?
You know, you can't let go of your Dr. Pepper. Let him go.
I thought that was just the perfect coda, you know, to this season. It's hard for me to, as somebody who grew up watching and rooting for the UCLA and rooting for the Pac-12, it's really hard to see what happened. And It's just such a tragedy, and a tragedy that could have been prevented. So that kind of does sort of taint it a little bit. But I think it's great. I love college football. I watched the playoffs. I watched, you know, a few of the other bowl games, and I think it's going to be a really good game. There's some really good players, so it should be a lot of fun. But there is, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think the players were not treated properly for so many years by the NCAA, and now that is in so many things, the pendulum seems to have gone too far the other way, where there's just no continuity, and at any time a player doesn't like what's going on, they can transfer, and it's, you know, but it is what it is. So we're all going to still watch the games. So.
But who
and
do you
Taylor
like?
Swift probably won't be there. So,
but who do you like?
Oh, who do I like? I like Washington. I like Washington. I think Washington's going to win. Although I think Michigan's favored, right? Just by a few points.
About four. All right, yeah. Laura likes the Huskies. Art, you like the Wolverines or do you like the Huskies?
Well, you know, I look at the game and I break it down, you know, and I look at it as you've got Michael Penix Jr., who was second in the Heisman this year, got great feet, can throw the ball really well, drop it right in the bucket. He's got unbelievable speed. And the one thing you can't coach against is speed. So I look at it from that perspective. Then I look at it from another perspective where Michigan might be a little more physical than Washington. So you've got that classic matchup of Big Ten power versus speed of the Pac-12. You know, can Washington slow down the running attack of Michigan? I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to take the points, go with the under 55.5. I'm even toying with taking Washington on the money line, which is plus 160. It's a nice payout, but that has to be decided yet. So I'm going to go that way. I will tell you this. I'm amazed at how much the team, the Michigan team, has come together and stayed together throughout all the suspensions of the year, the NCAA probes, this, that, and the other thing. But there's one other thing, Fred, that nobody wants to talk about. Kalen DeBoer is one of the great young coaches in football. If you look at his career record over the last 12, 14 years, it's something like 100 victories and 6 or 7 losses. And what he's done with the Huskies of Washington in 2 years is really unbelievable. And I think he could be that real difference in the ointment there.
Interesting.
Yeah, you mentioned
everybody. There's so much hype around Harbaugh, but
that's what I'm trying to say.
Very interesting. Yeah, it could happen.
Artie mentioned the Heisman and Penix finished second. Bo Nix finished third. Laura, I don't know if you saw the Liberty game, but he played about as well in his final collegiate game as any quarterback can ever play. And he was one of the few guys who didn't sit out. It wasn't a game for the national championship. They had lost to Washington twice by 3 points each time. And then Bo Nix against Liberty, and Liberty was undefeated. But I think we all knew who they played versus who Bo Nix played. But I don't know. But there's Bo Nix's parents were up in the stands. I felt really good about Bo Nix ending his
career.
What
a physical talent he is, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
So there's a lot of talented college quarterbacks coming into the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to, unlike a lot of years, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks drafted real early. There's just a lot of really talented. Well,
that's a great point. Let me ask you a question, guys. You know, in the NBA, if you finish with the worst record, you're the favorite to get the number one pick, but you don't automatically get the number one pick because it's the roll of the dice.
So,
I think it should be that way in the NFL for the same reason. There are teams, you know, if you're 3-9,
you're saying teams are laying down.
They're laying down, and you know, and I don't think that's fair to the fans who buy season tickets. Amen. I mean, okay, if you're the worst record, you should have an advantage going into it, but you shouldn't automatically get that number one pick. Artie, what do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, Fred. I'm not a real big fan of the ping pong balls, but you could do something would be similar to it. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Fred, is this whole Aaron Rodgers conundrum and what he said on an ABC ESPN Disney telecast with Pat McAfee regarding Jimmy Kimmel and Epstein and the island. And I mean, what is going on there? I mean, I just don't understand how, you know, did McAfee talk with Aaron Rodgers prior to that show? Because, I mean, you don't want to step all over your network when you're getting $30 million a year. And you know, and now, you know, they've had three dumps of the information on the island, and we haven't seen Jimmy Kimmel's name anywhere near there. So I thought that was pretty bizarre.
Laura, I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. I couldn't stand him from the immunized thing. I couldn't stand him for a lot of reasons. When Jordan Love was drafted from Utah State, he got very upset with the Packers. Who the heck is Aaron Rodgers? Who the heck does he think he is? He plays 4 plays all season long for the Jets, making $40 million, makes $1 million bucks on McAfee's show, and he says what he says about Kimmel. Laura, I hope ABC doesn't let him back on that show. Laura, what do you think?
He obviously didn't have that clause in his contract about a problem getting injured.
Oh, he did.
No, I mean, I just...
I love Jimmy Kimmel anyway. Jimmy Kimmel's great. And I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. I have to say I liked Aaron Rodgers as a player. I think he was... I mean, he's definitely a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's fun to watch.
At least in his own mind, he is, yeah. He only went to 2 Super Bowls. I mean, how many MVPs? He thinks the MVP is more important than the Super Bowl, and that's where we divert from. Because I'm a team kind of guy, and I think it's great that if you happen to win a championship and become the MVP, I think that's great. But to say that the MVP is more important than my team winning a championship, that's how you lose 5 NFC championships.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, in the court, I totally agree with you. Of course it's more important to win a Super Bowl than to win. It's a team sport.
Thank you. You're not going to get very far without a good offensive line.
But with all that said, will ABC do the right thing?
Oh, hell no.
Probably not.
With DEI? No, come on. You're seeing that. This whole woke world is starting to fall apart in front of our eyes. I mean, Fred, let me just put it very simply, okay?
Okay.
You know, and I look at it, I want everybody to get along. You know, I don't want to see Ukraine fighting with Russia. I don't want to see what's going on in the Middle East. I don't want to see people marching in the streets. I don't want to see colleges having to fire, you know, these people and that people. But my God, we need to get back to basics. Isn't everybody's lives important? Everybody's got to have respect for everybody. It's not that tough. I mean, there's a few things you can follow, whether it's the Ten Commandments, just be a good person, you know, and try not to tear people down to build yourself up. That's what I'm talking about. And I'd hope to think in 2024, in this crazy, wacky world we live in, you guys, that somebody can come out here and speak from a place of love and hope and you know, some good things coming along the way.
All right, we'll come back and we'll play some Barron Sports Trivia.
It's like Saturday Night Live. You already
later,
forget about it.
After Barron Sports Trivia, we'll talk to Frank Pace, author of These Lips Could Talk, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Agree or disagree, I don't care. I want to hear from you, sportsfred@aol.com. So does attorney Laura Snoke, and so does Art Source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. And they're going to play some Barron Sports trivia. Started with my cousins, Andy and Lisa, and you guys seem email us seem to like the trivia part of this show. So we'll continue with it. And Laura, are you ready to play some Barron Sports? Oh, hang on. That's right. Artie's 126 years of age. Artie has to take legal medicinal products in order to answer these questions correctly at night. What are you taking? Prevagen now? Or what?
Well, I used to make a joke about it being nootropics at midnight. But, you know, it truly is. And, you know, as you get older, you want to keep things moving. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people my age or younger even, you know, they're having trouble remembering, you know, why did I come up to the second floor of the house? Oh, that's right. So this actually helps me. And it keeps me all that knowledge and that time I spent studying sports for all these decades. You know, I'd really rather not lose that trove of important information.
All right, so we'll test Artie, but first we're going to start with Laura Snoke on Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, are you ready?
It's just to make Art feel better, since I always lose. I'm ready, though.
All right, in 1986, the fans again regained the All-Star voting rights. Only one rookie was chosen for the 1986 All-Star game, chosen by the fans. Who might that have been?
1986?
I'll give you a hint. The hint is it's one of the three Southern California teams.
Are we talking baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Baseball, okay.
1986, it's one of the three Southern California teams.
1986. Was it somebody on the Dodgers?
I'm not answering that. You have to guess. Your job is to guess. Actually, your job is to get it right.
Didn't the Dodgers win it all in 86, Fred?
No, 88. Was it Steve Garvey?
He wasn't a rookie in 86. He was an old man in 86.
Yeah. 86.
Come on, Laura. You were at Dodger Stadium many times in 86. But it might not have been a Dodger. Could have been a Padre. Could have been an Angel. All right, let's try Art. Art, 1986, the fans regained the voting for the All-Star.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando Valenzuela. Was he a rookie in 86?
I don't know. I doubt it. No. You got me, Fred. What position did he play in?
First base.
Oh my God! Don't tell me it was Sid Bremer, Greg Brock.
Artie gets clues, and he's a sports guy, and I'm just a poor country lawyer. I don't get any clues.
Sid Bremer, Greg Brock?
No. Angel first baseman.
Oh, the good hitter.
WJ.
Wally Joyner.
Wally Joyner was the only rookie voted in by the fans in 1986. All right. So far, the Prevagen and the other stuff isn't working for you.
Boy, I don't know how. Okay, Fred, how many Heisman Trophy winners are there for the state of California?
How many?
14.
Really? That's a good number. Okay. Okay. At the end of that 86 season, Art Source, who was voted Rookie of the Year in the American League?
I'm going to go with Wally Joyner.
Wasn't Wally Joyner. He finished second.
He finished second, the 86. Wow. Was it a Milwaukee Brewer?
No.
Gary Sheffield?
All right, Laura.
I have no clue.
Power hitter, 1986, Rookie of the Year.
No clue.
Okay.
Now 86 is just a blur in my memory.
Now I'm going to give you a clue. You ready? Druggie.
A druggie. 80s. Alex Rodriguez?
Who?
Alex Rodriguez?
No.
Jeff Bagwell?
No. Jose Canseco, Rookie of the Year.
Jose Canseco.
A member of the Bash Brothers with McGuire. Wow, I'd have said Ozzy Canseco before I thought Jose Canseco.
I did better in basketball.
Okay, so far.
Yeah. Laura, we're in big trouble here. We need to catch one here. We got to get elected.
You need to catch one here, as Artie says. Okay, you ready? In 1970, I remember this like yesterday, I swear to you, rookie Vida Blue threw a no-hitter versus the Minnesota Twins. The only base runner got on base by a walk, and he was a future Hall of Famer. So a Minnesota Twin, the only.
So it's either Rod Carew or Harmon Killebrew.
But it's Laura's turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks, okay. Art.
I'm bumping around a little bit here.
Which one should I pick?
Laura's okay.
Well, what did we talk about earlier in the show? Fred's pretty sneaky about that.
Laura, I'm better at basketball trivia. Less players.
1970. Vida Blue, no hitter, one player away from a perfect game. The player walked, and he still threw the no hitter. Who was the Minnesota Twin who reached base on a walk?
Was the other one besides? It wasn't Harmon Killebrew. It was the other player
Rod Carew. I think it's Rod Carew too because you brought him up earlier in the show.
Attell.
So what's the answer?
Are we going with Carew? Let's go with Carew, Laura.
Well, you're 0-3. It's Killebrew. Okay.
It was Harmon Killebrew.
I don't remember Killebrew walking that much.
Yeah.
You want to hear a story? You want to hear a sad story, but a story?
He's a sweetheart of a man.
Rod Carew lost his daughter, Michelle, to leukemia. And we'll talk later with Frank Pace about that. In 1972, the Twins had a shortstop named Danny Thompson, and he died of leukemia. And I wrote the Twins a letter and telling them that my brother had died in 65 and so sorry about Danny. And Harmon Killebrew wrote me back thanking me for the note. I lost that letter in one of the moves that I've made, many moves that I've made. But anyways, Harmon Killebrew, I only interviewed him once and the one letter, but he seemed to be a wonderful.
I actually got to spend some time around him, and he was just a gem of a man. He and Frank Howard were two of my all-time favorites because they were big, strong guys who were just humble and you know, came from great backgrounds. Harmon was actually brought up in Idaho on a potato farm. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that he hit over 500 home runs and what a great guy he was. And, you know, he actually did Angel baseball for a few years, as I recall, you know, in the 80s. Great guy.
All right. So far on Barron Sports Trivia.
Rub it in, Fred. Go ahead.
Laura and Artie are 0-6. They're actually 0-3, but depending on how you look at it.
We're taking the golden sombrero.
All right. Final question. We'll go with Art first. This season, 2023, Corbin Carroll became only the fourth rookie in Major League history to hit more than 20 homers and steal more than 40 bases. I think he stole 55. Who was the third rookie to do that in 2010?
The last one before him.
The last one before him. Corbin Carroll, 20 homers and more than 40 stolen bases. The last rookie. He's still playing today. Who might that have been, Art Source?
So he came up. He came up 10 years ago.
13 years ago.
Laura, you got any ideas?
No.
I'll give you a hint. You ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Al Wisk.
Okay, Angel announcer Al Wisk. Oh.
I didn't even know.
He's still playing today. Not playing a lot, but he's playing today. He's injury prone. He's a Hall of Famer.
What position did he play, Fred?
Center field.
Okay, that narrows it down. I can do this now. Let's see here.
He's still playing center field for the Angels.
Mike Trout?
Mike Trout, a fish,
Mike
yes.
Trout, wow.
Wow.
Is that right, Mike Trout?
So you're going to try another medicine next?
I'm going to go with the Pro Focus. I'm just prevagen. I got a bad batch of jellyfish in this one.
We're back. We'll talk to Frank Pace, author of These Lips Could Talk, right after this on Sports Overnight.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The climate crisis is one of our greatest challenges, and businesses play a significant role in minimizing environmental impact. According to a survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, 86% of executives have a sustainability strategy in place, but only 35% have acted on it. With its ability to instantly analyze environmental data and optimize operations, generative AI can be a vital tool to turn sustainability aspirations into actions. In fact, 69% of organizations plan to increase their investment in generative AI for sustainability. Odeya Bosch, Global Sustainability Leader, IBM Consulting.
Data is the lifeblood of sustainability efforts, and generative AI can supercharge these efforts, making data operations better and more efficient, reducing costs, emissions, and waste, so organizations can reach both sustainability and financial goals.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save.
to demonstrate. Print, print, print at Staples. You save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works. Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com, along with Laura Snoak, attorney Laura Snoak, Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and he runs Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. So Frank Pace and I knew each other a few years ago, like five decades ago. He wrote for Southern California Sports. Since then, Frank has gone on to do a few pretty solid things. Executive now at Warner Brothers. I don't know how many different TV shows he's done. I think 12 that made it to the national level, five that are in the syndication. And he's written a few books, including this one, If These Lips Could Talk, Frank Pace with Billy O'Connor. And it's the most interesting book, Frank. But I want to talk about some of the people in there who are athletically oriented, sports oriented. Have to talk about Rocky. Have to talk about Sylvester Stallone. How did you meet him? What do you think about him? And when the heck is the Tulsa King going to come back on the air?
Well, you know, Tulsa King was a victim of the strike. So all of the productions have been delayed. So they probably didn't start writing the second season until the strike ended. They'll probably be, if you see it again in 2025, you'll be happy. I mean, 24, sorry, 2024. Probably look for it about September, October, I'd say.
So what about, how did you meet Sylvester and your thoughts about Rocky and the whole thing?
Well, I met Sylvester when I was doing promotional tour for a movie called Victory. It was a soccer movie in 1982, 1983. And I was assigned to go to Washington, D.C. with him and Pelé. I found him to be a fascinating person. And I wrote in a book, you know, I wrote a book, I Let Him Get Away. I didn't realize, you know, that how important contacts were. And I had made a great contact with Stallone, but I didn't follow up on it. Years later, when I was working with Pony, I saw Stallone again when he was doing Rocky 2 or 3. The pony guy went and I went to see him at Paramount. We went to his gym, and the pony guy was a big German guy by the name of Karl Rule. And he said, I don't want to put it in his accent, but he said, I know Mr. T, how'd you get him to do all those lines? And Stallone looked at him. He said, I paid him.
Art Source, you're on with Frank Pace. He's written, along with Billy O'Connor, If These Lips Could Talk. Get it at major bookstores and Amazon.com. And
by the way, I wrote it when I thought I was retired.
I love it. Isn't it funny how the world comes around and says we think we want to retire, and then we go, wait a minute, I'm not retiring.
I said some things. Yeah, I was thinking about not. I was thinking that I would be out of the line of fire, but I haven't had too much bad feedback from those things I said.
Well, Frank, one of the questions I wanted to hit you with, after your unbelievably distinguished career, some of the great people you've met over the years, whether they're in sports or Hollywood luminaries, who are the people that made the biggest impact on your life over the years? Because you've met them all.
Well, I would say Don Rickles for one.
Oh, God, I loved him.
Don Rickles was probably the nicest man who ever walked the face of the earth. He was just a delight to be with, to work with. He told me once, he said, as long as you are surrounded by people you love and you have your health, you have everything everybody's entitled to ask for. And that's the way I live my life. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I've got two great granddaughters, a great daughter, great son-in-law, great wife, and I'm healthy. So I can't ask for anything more than that. So Don Rickles really made a positive.
Well, you know what's funny, Frank, is when I was at USC, I played on the golf team as well as being the kicker on the football team. And I came to a Rose Bowl dinner one day in my canary yellow slacks and my white shirt and my red Tam O'Shanter hat.
Good luck.
And Rickles was there to, you know, basically entertain us. And he took one look at me, and he was so funny. He goes, "This guy's got to be the kicker."
Laura Snoke, you're on with Frank Pace, the author of this, If These Lips Could Talk. Laura, take it away.
Well, and I have to say I wasn't familiar with your work before. I did do some research before the show. I'm fascinated by the what you were talking about with Sylvester Stallone, because did he did the Rocky films, did he actually train with boxers to because oh, he seemed like he was
absolutely.
A pretty
absolutely.
But he didn't seem like he was a natural athlete.
Well, he turned himself into one, that's for sure. I mean, he was not one that was faking the fake acting the athletic scenes, both in Victory and in Victory as he trained as a goalkeeper, and in Rocky, which he was obviously a boxer. So he trained quite well for those roles and hard.
All right, Frank Pace, the author of These Lips Could Talk. Rod Carew has always meant something very close to me. When I was 17, I lost my 7-year-old genius brother to leukemia. Rod lost his daughter, Michelle, to leukemia. How did you meet Rod Carew? And how did that Rod Carew meeting get you to a John Wood dinner? When I read this book, I said, oh my gosh, unbelievable. Talk about the whole scenario.
Well, Rod and I have had a 4-year relationship in which I primarily, he was one of the only two athletes that I represented. And I met him the first year he came to the, well, I think 79, 80, 81, whenever Reggie came there, Reggie was under contract to Pony Shoes. Again, Pony was at length. And I was representing Pony. And I got a call from, again, Carl Ruhl, the big German guy. And he said, I want you to be my contact, my West Coast contact for Reggie. So I went to Anaheim Stadium in the freeway series, and I saw Reggie, and Reggie looked me up and down. He said, "You're a pretty good looking guy for a white guy." He said, "Do you own a suit?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you own a tie?" I said, "Yes, sir." This is at the batting cage. He said, "Do you own a briefcase?" "I don't care if there's anything in it." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, come back tomorrow and we'll sign all these motherfuckers." And one of those MS was Rod Carew, and that's how I met Rod, and I kicked off a 40-year relationship with Rod.
All right, talk about the John Wooden okay. dinner that you had.
Well, we had dinner with, you know, Rod's hosted a very successful tournament in honor of Michelle for the last 25 years. So about 2001, 2002 or so, John Vallely, who also lost a daughter, the UCLA star, who also lost a daughter of leukemia, was on the board of the Children's Hospital of Orange County. And we had the fundraiser, and John put up a dinner with he and Coach Wooden at John Vallely's house. So I said, "Rod, let's buy this." So we bought it, and again, I said I represented two athletes. The second athlete was Artis Gilmore, who was just will recently be voted into the Chicago Bulls Ring of Honor with Michael Jordan. And so, UCLA beat Jacksonville in the 1970 NCAA Finals. So I said, "Why don't you invite some guys, and I'll invite three guys, and we'll go to John Vallely's house for dinner." And I invited Artis and a friend, Vaughn Wedeking, who was a guard on that 1970 Jacksonville team. And we had a great time. We just had a great time.
John Vallely grew up on Balboa Island, went to UCLA.
He still
lives in his parents' house right there on Marine Avenue.
Yep. He still
lives. That's awesome.
He still lives there. And we had a great time, and all Coach wouldn't want to do was talk to Rod about baseball, because he said baseball was his favorite sport.
It was.
Yep.
And you had fried chicken.
We had fried chicken. We did indeed. You read the book.
I read the book. Believe me, Frank. Laura Snoke, I know you're a UCLA fan. Where would you rate John Wooden among all the coaches in all sports? Laura?
Not just UCLA.
Everywhere.
I think John Wooden is the best coach, obviously the best coach in college basketball. I don't know. That's a tough one.
I put him in the top three all time.
Right up there. He's right up there with
Lombardi, maybe.
Yeah, and Jackson.
Phil Jackson. I'm taking
Wooden, and I believe Frank Pace, the author of These Lips Could Talk, also taking Wooden.
Frank, you got to tell people that when John Wooden rolled up that little piece of paper that he had, the program, he was pretty straightforward when he was getting after the referees, wasn't he?
He was pretty straightforward indeed. He never cursed.
I know.
He never cursed.
Son of a gun, what are you calling out there?
But he could toss the needle in pretty hard.
Yes.
You know, of all the things.
What a comparison to the current coach in terms of class and graciousness and skill and motivation and, you know, everything
and
else.
How about the humility of the man? The man, yeah. You know, he lived in a little place his whole life. And I mean, and a lot of people don't know this, you guys. He was three-time Mr. Indiana in basketball. And the only year he lost it to, do you know who the other person was? You'll get a kick out of this. Would you believe Chick Hearn?
Oh, yeah. Frank, not only you're a fine author along with Billy O'Connor of These Lips Could Talk, you're not a bad coach yourself. Rumors have it you won a CIF soccer title with your daughter. Am I correct in that analysis?
Well, we did win a CIF Division I championship in 2011, but not with my daughter. My daughter graduated in 2002 from Flint Ridge Sacred Heart Academy. We were number one team in the nation in 2011. And one of my gals still plays for the LA team in the Women's Pro League, Katie Johnson.
Wow.
So how was it coaching for yourself?
Well, I started coaching in 99 to spend three more hours, to steal another two or three hours with my daughter. Of course, I soon found out that she wanted nothing to do with me. I coached the other girls. And after she graduated, I stayed for another 10 years because I was enjoying it so much.
Frank, you know, we shouldn't make it another 50 years. I think we should get together sometime in the near future.
Why don't we wait? Why don't we get him back a little earlier than that, Fred? This has been fun. Oh,
we're definitely getting him back because in a month or so, because he's written four books, including the NFL-AFL merger. So we're going to get Frank back and discuss
that.
That'll
be fascinating.
So who was the other athlete you represented?
Artis Gilmore.
There you go. The big A.
Was it goaltending or wasn't it goaltending?
I produced a movie in 2018, and I pissed off a lot of people at Jacksonville because I was intruded that footage. And not goaltending. I mean, maybe one was goalkeeping or two was goalkeeping, but I think Sidney blocked four of them.
Sidney Wicks.
That wouldn't have made the difference. We lost that game by 11 points, and those 4 points wouldn't have made a very big difference.
Frank Pace, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for having me.
Love it.
Frank Pace with us,
day.
The author of These Lips Could Talk, back with more right now.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Frank Pace, his book, If These Lips Could Talk. Frank Pace and I said 50 years ago, it was actually 45. We were writing for Southern California Sports. Frank goes on to fame and he writes books. We're going to have him back on his AFL-NFL merger book in a few weeks right here on Sports Overnight America. There's so much to talk about, but Laura, I got to tell you, I've never been an NFL official. I would never want to be an NFL official. I know it pays well. Laura, have you ever seen a season where the NFL officials have been so inefficient? Any comments, Laura Snook?
I've never seen a season where the officiating has been so much, so criticized. And also plays that are calls that I'd never even heard of before. I mean, when was the last time you heard of an offensive offsides call? I mean, that's pretty rare.
Well, look at that Detroit game the other night with Dallas. Yeah. I mean, they have actual video of the three tackles coming over to talk to the referee, and he's walking away from him, and then they complete the pass for the two-point conversion, and then they get the five-yard penalty. And now that would tell me that you better send your kicker in to try to go to overtime. But no, Dan Campbell decides he's going to roll the dice again. It's been crazy. Plus, you've seen so many obvious pass interference calls down the field that don't get called, and then you'll get a ticky-tack call, and you'll go, wait a minute. Now, this guy got completely, bamboozled, and the other guy got away with it. So it's been very inconsistent, very spotty. And here's what bugs me, Fred, real quick. You know when they bring in the referees, the retired referees who are working for the networks, they all take the side of the guys on the field.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, that's what they're going with. And I'm like, well, what are they even doing there? Show a little controversy. You can look at it this way. You can look at it that way. It's just so canned. And yeah, it's been a bad year for the refs.
There's two calls that drive me crazy that are so inconsistent. Pass interference and holding, offensive holding. I mean, it's like they offensively hold on every play. They call it and sometimes they don't. And there was one game where there was a referee right there, turned the other way when it was such an obvious pass interference call. And I don't remember the game it was, but it wasn't called. So I don't know. And then they put this crew back in their plane. They're going to officiate a game I'm not sure if it was an important
game. The Steelers in Baltimore.
And they should be suspended after that Detroit debacle.
You guys are mean.
We're all just right. Purists. We're purists. We want the, you know, the
I'd like to see the players decide the game, not
exactly.
The referees.
Exactly. Right.
For Laura, for Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.